We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Man, that show went by really fast today. We did some super serious stuff talking about Marquee and NBC Sports Chicago and how Channel 9 won't have sports after the end of this month. And then we did some silly football stuff with Layla Rahimi, and she is still fired up about the conversation, which is terrific. Thanks to Rick Camp. Thanks to Tony Gill for their hard work. Thanks to Amy Kite. She's just like walking in the hallway, hanging out here. And all that good stuff. I'll be back tomorrow from noon until 2. I don't know what we're going to do on the show tomorrow. I'll figure that out tonight. But for now, taking you the rest of the way this afternoon is the McNeil and Parkin Show today with Matt Spiegel filling in for Mac. Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Lawrence? Good to be reunited with one of Matt Spiegel's 31 co-hosts.
It's true.
I'm like a flavor at Baskin-Robbins.
You're one of my favorite flavors.
I appreciate that.
You're up there. I don't know if you're pralines and cream, but you might be chocolate peanut butter.
That's fine. It's a good combination.
Yeah.
Does that make me mint chocolate chip?
No. But maybe like Superman. How about that fits you anyway?
Superman's pretty great.
Superman's awesome. Superman's like 9 different colors. I don't really know what the flavor is necessarily.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what I do like, though? I prefer the rainbow sherbet, though.
That's to Superman?
That's my jam.
Superman might just be vanilla.
With food coloring.
Like the cake. Like when you get the rainbow cake, it's really just white cake with yellow cake with buttercream frosting.
It's true. It's true.
Do they charge more for that?
Oh, yeah. You're going to pay more for that.
You got to pay a premium for the food coloring?
Yeah. You know how difficult it is to choose the right amount of drops for that thing? Come on, man.
That is artistic.
What a scam.
Lawrence, I laughed out loud during your transition with Bernstein and McKnight, and Lord knows it wasn't anything those guys said. No, I'm just kidding. I laughed out loud because Bernsey brought up, you guys were talking about Mitch and like people making the case or whatever, and he brought up defense attorney Danny Parkins.
Oh, I didn't hear this. What happened? Oh, like, what'd I do?
It's like, well, yeah, you talked to Mitch's defense attorney, Danny Parkins, and you said, I had a conversation yesterday with a defense attorney. He might be ready to make a deal. So the image.
Yeah.
And I've seen Parkins on the back pedal trying to like, oh boy, how do I admit that this might be a pumpkin?
Danny might, look, if he's forced to, he'll go to trial.
Yeah,
but he is very much in that back room going, you know, the deal that's on the table is really good.
Well,
maybe we should take it.
God, I need more evidence, Your Honor. Like, I want to like keep filing motions and continuances.
Yes.
Like, I want to delay trial as much as possible.
Yeah, but you might have to admit, I believe the verdict is he a pumpkin or is he not a pumpkin?
Let me just say this.
He might be a pumpkin.
You're good. You're good. Through week 4, because he's gonna ball out on Monday.
I don't know that that's a guarantee. I am shook, man. This whole thing is just, I've never wanted football games to happen like baseball games before, because what I love about football is the build up and then the game and then the reaction and then the tension and
the
build up,
the whole rhythm of it. But that got thrown off from the get go because they played first and sucked worse than you could have ever imagined, and you had 10 days to bask in that garbage.
That's what I'm saying. Like this year's been so weird. It's like, okay, game finally happens. Tons of buildup, worse than even the most cynical of Mitch Trubisky and Bears person could have possibly imagined. That first game was worse. Then, an eternity until the next game, they win it on a miracle, but he looks somehow just as bad, if not worse than before, and you're just left wondering what the hell's happening. It's like a Yu Darvish start. When he finally has a good one, I'm like, can he start again tomorrow? Like, I want to know if it's real, and that's where we are with Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah, difference is with Darvish, you knew that he had been great at some point.
Correct.
With this guy, we have zero evidence of him being truly great.
I wouldn't say zero.
You have the Tampa game where he had six touchdowns and a perfect QB rating with a defense that had four starters missing.
Correct.
You have the fourth quarter against the Eagles in the playoff game.
I give him credit, Danny. I did a whole podcast on LoHo Daily about this, that, and we talked a little bit about it in transition, like the concept of gunslinger Mitch. I give him credit for, even in John Fox, the Baltimore game, the way that he played at the end of that game, I give him credit in a loss against Philadelphia because he put them in a position to win the game. And I give him credit for this one. Played horribly for most of the game. At the end, though, you needed him to make a play. He made a play and gave you a chance to win the game.
I remember when that was our hope last year. It was the Baltimore game last year, right? A very similar kind of
play. 2 years ago.
Was it 2 years ago? Yes, he stepped up. He stepped up. He climbed the pocket and made a throw across the middle to set up a winning field goal.
And to me, what we just have to be diligent about is, like, which Mitch Trubisky conversation are we having?
Okay.
Because a couple of them are over. Like, they got the wrong quarterback. That conversation's over.
Sure.
There's no way he's better than Pat Mahomes. It's 0%. So they got the wrong quarterback.
He might play longer than Deshaun, though.
Maybe.
But he's not better than him.
But he's not better. So it's like they got the wrong quarterback.
Yeah, the problem with that conversation being over is that until those guys' careers are over, it just kind of hammers you over the head.
Correct. Oh, absolutely. And it all happened simultaneously. Like, Mahomes' four-touchdown, 278-yard quarter was happening as Matt Nagy was running the ball like 15 of 18 plays.
His quarter is still better than Mitch's year, right?
Correct.
That second quarter is more productive than Mitch has been in two games.
So that, of course, will always be there, but that conversation's done. So then also, the trade conversation is done.
Some people are not done with it.
I understood the logic of it.
I did not.
I talked about it the next day. I said it was like buying insurance on a Ferrari. If you're going to buy a Ferrari, you may as well have the insurance too. And so,
but there was a Lamborghini right there, and you could have bought it.
Yeah, but he decided that this was his guy. The problem is
that's a problem.
Oh, it's a massive problem.
And the league agreed. Well, by the way,
what's that?
I don't know if this was the guy.
I don't know if I'd buy that either.
Well, no, I'm
the people Ryan Pace had talked to.
Mahomes didn't go third.
But no one had to trade a bunch of picks. It's not equal. Well, no, that's a fallacy.
But the Chiefs traded up. The Chiefs traded more to trade up. The Texans traded more to trade up.
But the fact that they traded to move one spot and the idea that one of the other two guys would have been there.
Of course.
Like, that's the issue.
The problem for me is that he looked at those three and said, that's my guy. And I that's very hard to get past, and it correlates to other picks that Pace has made. Leonard Floyd has worked out pretty well because he has worked his ass off to develop the skills.
And when healthy, he's really good.
Yeah, but he has had to work to get there because Pace drafts for traits. He drafts traits. I mean, look at Kevin White. You know, he drafts qualities and traits as opposed to players.
Where can I look at Kevin White?
He's
out of the league now, right?
Is he out?
Because Arizona didn't work.
Gone? Yeah,
I don't think
he failed a camp. I don't think he's on a practice.
No,
squad
you're
anywhere.
Right. He was with Arizona, and they cut him like a week into camp.
Yeah, he was their first cut.
He's a free agent.
Yeah, Kevin White is non-rostered.
Oh my God,
that's a pretty swift run.
Well, yeah. So to me, there are three conversations.
That's the problem. He didn't run swiftly.
Yeah, right. They got the wrong guy. He didn't need to trade. Those conversations, I feel like the jury's in. Like, I can't be the defense attorney for those. The last one is, can he be good? Can you still be happy with him? Because I made the point on Twitter today, Eli Manning's the least talented quarterback in that 03 class.
He'll be the least talented quarterback in the Hall of Fame, by the way.
Rivers more talented.
No.
Namath. There's a lot. But Rivers and Roethlisberger are better than Eli, right? We agree? Rivers
and Roethlisberger. So you're talking about that draft class, those three.
Well, yeah, Rivers.
Yes, I'd rather have those other two guys than Eli.
But you'd also agree that all three teams in that draft were happy with the quarterback they got.
Correct.
Even though it went in reverse order.
Absolutely. And because
so that's possible.
Because, and Rivers
because in
didn't
those
really
moments,
play.
Rivers, Eli came through.
And Rivers didn't really play for a while because they had Breeze. They had to bail on Breeze in order to make room for Rivers to play.
Right. The situations are not exactly analogous. What I'm saying is it is absolutely possible.
Because those are two Hall of Fame quarterbacks that ended up playing for the Steelers and the Chargers.
Yeah, and that the most talented was picked last of the three, Roth, right? The most talent was reverse order, but all three franchises were happy. And so is it possible that Mitch develops to a point where Bears fans are happy with Mitch?
Yes.
And they win with Mitch?
Yes.
Even though they got the wrong guy and didn't need to trade?
I would say that the answer is yes.
As would that. I. And so to me, that's now the conversation that's the whole point. Like, that's what we're watching here.
Yeah, but there's danger in trying to get there. There's danger in trying to get there because, well, we'll talk about it. You need clarity. And at what point during this year or after this year will you have the clarity on whether you've got a guy or you've got a pumpkin?
And my issue is that let's say that they believe like we believe. I think that there can still Mitch can be good enough. I still think that there's enough there. He can be good enough. But the problem is, if he isn't, if we're wrong on this, I don't like the idea of Ryan Pace finding the next guy. And yeah. I'm glad that Matt Nagy will be in the room for that. But I don't like his last two quarterback decisions that he's made. And I'm not sure that he should have another one. And if it doesn't go the way that we think it can go.
And to me, and I'm with you on that, there's enough things that still need to play out before we get there that we'll see. Like, I'm not ready to say that he doesn't or he does get the chance to draft the next quarterback yet, right? Because we don't know if that's happening this offseason when they don't have a first-round pick. Is it, like, does Mitch play well enough? Does it happen in 2 years and it's a veteran? Does it happen in – does Mitch get to play out his fifth-year option like Jameis and Mariota are doing in Tampa and Tennessee? We just don't know. Is he Ryan Tannehill, Paxton Lynch? Like, is he a straight-up bust? Or does he flash enough where you're going to keep letting this thing play out and hope he's a late bloomer?
He's not Paxton Lynch. I'm confident in that.
Right, he's not E.J. Manuel.
I think he's closer to Ryan Tannehill, which I think is a quarterback that's good enough to win with under the right circumstances.
And so
is that fair?
Well, the thing with Tannehill is, and
they paid Tannehill though, right?
Well, that's the thing.
That's the problem. You need to decide before you pay. You cannot pay and then realize that it's not somebody you want to be with for the next 4 years.
But
you
if he wins and you think that he's that,
well,
are you going to pay him?
You better be really ruthless about whether you think you're winning because of him or not if you end up winning.
And the definition of paying him changes, right? Tannehill and Dalton got paid around that same time that Jay got paid with his second deal here and that Stafford got paid and that Flacco got paid. Those last three guys got paid for real. Like, they got like 18 to 20 million guaranteed deals, whereas the Tannehill and Dalton deals were more
didn't
like
kill you.
They were year to year things. Like, you could get out of them. They were not high guaranteed. So, like, they paid them enough to not lose them.
But the Wentz, Goff, probably Dak contracts.
Oh, yeah. Those are, he's your guy for 5+ years into the future. Like, there's a different degree of paying quarterbacks. And so, and we just don't know. Like, there's 14 more games here before we even can have the conversation about paying Mitch. He's not even eligible for a contract
yet. The guy I keep thinking about is Bortles, because even after a year, even after 2 years, I still thought there was game there. And I know a lot of people down there in Jacksonville did too. And then you ended up having to admit that there wasn't at a certain point.
I'm afraid
we're there.
I don't think it's a terrible comp. I do think Mitch is a better thrower of the football than him.
I do too. I still think, I mean, this is a whole other conversation.
I remember seeing Bortles make some really good throws that made me think, there it is. There it is.
All right, let's do this real quick.
Well, it was the AFC Championship game that made you go there. You know what I mean? Like, there was a whole game. You're like, wow.
Yeah.
Look at what the Jacksonville Jaguars got.
Oh, by the way, also today, Lawrence, I'm going to try to remind Parkins that it's still baseball season. He is so dismissive and condescending about the calendar. It's not even that. It's just like,
there's a team that's in a pennant race that's right down the street.
I think last week, we're talking to Lynn Cashman today, right?
I mean, 320.
And is that only as you said last week, is that only because you're contractually obligated to?
It was a joke.
Jackass.
It was
That's what I'm saying. He had no interest.
It was before the winning streak.
My God.
Season had started.
Before your 47 run weekend.
Yeah.
You know,
it was on a Monday after the opening football weekend.
Before you realize that the Cardinals ain't what they were in August because the schedule and the calendar has shifted, the Cardinals are thoroughly gettable and they're going to be gotten.
Oh. Sounds like you guys have a show.
Well, we do. We're gonna fall into our old routine like Clyde Frazier and Pearl Monroe. We also have Rich Campbell at 4 o'clock. And hey, before you go, absolute best case scenario of who Mitch could be as a quarterback.
See?
I'm curious. Give me a name.
I gave you the name.
Tannehill?
Mm-hmm.
That's the best case scenario.
Oh, that's grim.
Oh, okay. Then I still have more hope than you on him.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But I still think that under the right circumstances is good enough to win.
But Tannehill's, I mean, that means you think that Mitch isn't a starter in 3 years, right? 4 years.
Under the right circumstances with a great defense and a smart coach, a guy who has the athletic ability that Ryan Tannehill and Mitch Trubisky have can win. That's my opinion.
Okay. Okay. So that, wow. Best case scenario.
Yeah,
that's
the whole
depressing.
The whole win because of him thing has kind of gone out the window for people only 2 games into this season.
Yeah, okay. So that shook me
take
a bit.
Take the deal, Parker.
No.
You're going to take the deal.
If the deal on the table is Tannehill, I'm going to trial.
I am going to trial. How about 5 days of house arrest?
No, I'm going to trial, man.
About jail for 14 days?
Okay, Felicity.
Let's go to USC. No, we are going to trial. All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.